Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Psychic Medium Tony Green. I am Psychic Medium Tony Green here with the show today. I'm just going to adjust the camera a little bit so we can see a little bit more like that. That's better. Nobody needs to see the corset I'm wearing. Nobody. Okay. Yes. Yes, I did. I said that. Yes. I think we should all wear them. Like princesses. Never mind. Okay, the show is already off the tracks. There we go. It's gone. Anybody agree with me, by the way? Anybody else want to live that lifestyle? I'm just saying. Okay. Hey, Heather. Hi, Sal. How are you? I hope you guys had an amazing weekend. Okay. I'm adding a segment to my show. I hope you all enjoy it. It's called Conspiracy Theory or Not. New, if you don't like it, I won't do it again. But for today, we're going to play. Okay, we're going to play this little game. So, conspiracy theory or not, number uno, one, and I say uno because it is about, you know, the border. Hey, Carrie. Venezuela, beautiful country. Yeah. They have released their most dangerous prisoners from prison, come to our southern border, and they have crossed over. Very smart move on Venezuela's part. You want to get rid of your violent criminals, that's one way to go. Is this a conspiracy theory or not, folks? I'll give you a clue. I actually saw it on actual news. Yeah, maybe this is why everybody cries to close the border. I heard Ecuador had done the same thing. They keep saying women and children are coming through, but all I see getting off the bus are men. I don't know. Okay. Hey, Patrick, how are you? Hi, Caroline. Hi, everybody. Thank you. Oh, you're at the airport waiting. So Patrick's been in Bonaire, for like 2 weeks. He's coming home. How wonderful. You're going to have a safe and happy flight, Patrick. He's put a lot of his photos on social media. It looks amazingly gorgeous there. Okay, couple more really, really quick things here. Couple predictions that I had made in the past about the housing market. Well, I heard some statistics. I might be a little bit off with these statistics. Please fact check for yourself to see where the numbers actually are right now. But I was watching somebody and they said that there are 80,000, maybe it's 8,000 houses a day going into foreclosure. I know it's 8,000 vehicles a day going into being repossessed, but 80 or 8,000 houses a day going into foreclosure. And part of this is because in 2020, they did the No Foreclosure, No Eviction Act. Technical name unknown to me at this moment. And so all the people from 2020 who should have probably gone into foreclosure in 2020 through, you know, when they undid that act, have gone into foreclosure. But then now the people going in now. So here's the good and the bad of that. If you have cash, you are going to be able to buy homes at a very low price in the near future. And don't do it now. Don't jump on it now. Wait until, you know, February, March, and then jump on it. And it's really unfortunate. For those people who are going through that, our prayers are with you. 100%, our prayers are with you. And again, conspiracy theory or not, check for yourself, research it for yourself. And if you do have, if you are able to go for investment properties, a couple months is going to be the perfect prime time to get into real estate investment. Okie dokie, let's go into callers. So I am live every Monday and Wednesday at noon Central Time. If you'd like to join the show live, you can do so on YouTube. You can call in and ask questions. The call-in number is 845-277-9131. If you want to ask a question about life, love, career, finances, or you would like to connect with a loved one on the other side. If you do want to connect with a loved one on the other side, the only thing I need is their name and their relationship to you, and whatever question or conversation you would have wanted to have with them, anything along those lines. The other thing is I am like a little bit like a computer that's glitching this morning. I had so much hope for the beginning of this show just flowing, and then here I am again. It's me again. I want to say good morning to Stevie. Hey, Stevie, I hope you're having a good morning. Little caffeine might help me go a long way today. Okay, so I'm going to go to the first caller. When I call your area code, please give me your name and where you're calling from and your question or connection. Okay, we're going to try to make this show work with my brain on leg. Here we go. Hey, Amy, how are you today? 805.
Oh,
what's your name
you.
And where are you?
Thank you, Tony. This is Donna in California. How are you?
I'm good, Donna. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Oh, I just wanted to let you know I love your hair color. It's so pretty. Wow.
Oh, that is all. The guy who
lovely.
Does my hair, that's all him. But thank you so much. That's very kind of you. That's very kind of you. Now, how can I help you today, love?
Yeah, I wanted to know about finances. If you see any windfalls or inheritance, chance of luck or anything like that, because my finances aren't too good right now. And, yeah, I'm just, hoping for something good to come in.
Okay, so the first thing I'm hearing is in a month and a half, you're going to get a little bump in your finances. Now, a little bump in your finances, to me, when I hear little bump in finances, what I think of is like a one-time little bonus sort of thing, maybe a couple hundred dollars. Now, in six months, there's going to be a much bigger amount coming in, and I try to be very careful of the words I use, even though they're saying downfall or a bigger amount coming in. I try to be careful because what's a big amount to me and what's a big amount to you may be a completely different thing. So I don't like to give people, especially when it comes to money, I don't like to say, you're going to get this big amount, and to me it might be a big amount, but to somebody else that might be, oh, that's peanuts, that's nothing. So I really try to be careful, but there is going to be another amount coming in about 6 months. Yeah, in about 6 months. Now, I always see when extra money is coming in for people, I see it in the form of, it's the weirdest thing, folks, and I'm going to explain this to you. I feel like a Buddha sitting there. I'm not Buddhist. I don't prescribe to that religion. But I see a Buddha sitting there, and then I see these gold coins coming down. Or if somebody's sitting in my office, I just see gold coins coming down from heaven for them. I won't see the Buddha then, but in this case, I'm just seeing the Buddha. And one, the coins are small, medium, and large, and that signifies the amount of money, and then I'll see however many coins there are. So in your case, Donna, I see a little coin very close to you or the Buddha, and that is signifying there's something coming in sooner around that month, month and a half time. Then there's another coin right above the Buddha. That's around that 6 month time, and that's about a medium sized coin. So that coin signifies there will be a bigger bump coming in approximately maybe 4 months, but probably 6 months. I'm going to tell you that that one will hold you over for a bit, okay? Now, 6 months from now, I think, is right around March and tax return time, so it might be tax return time. I don't hear that you're going to get any unexpected income at this time. Now, if I ask specifically again, is there an inheritance coming to Donna? I hear not yet. It might take a bit of a minute. Now, let me be clear about this. I know some people are very sensitive about this subject, so please, however you feel about this, it is what it is. I just have to say it the way they say it. Somebody could pass or die tomorrow, but that inheritance might not come in for 2 years or 3 years because it might take that long to settle their estate. So even if somebody is on the, you know, their deathbed literally, or has just passed and an inheritance is coming, yes, we would love that to be like, pay me today, come on, because we're all in that, you know, like financial whatever space for a lot of people. That may not come in because of bills that need to be paid and making sure everything is where it's supposed to be. That might not come in for a bit of time. There is an inheritance coming to you that should come to you, all things staying the way they are. That may not come in for a bit of time, and they're not even giving me that time frame on that. But I do say that there, again, in about a month and a half, there should be a little bump in money coming to you. Okay, love?
Yes, wonderful. That'd be great.
Excellent. I hope you have an absolutely amazing rest of the day. Thank you so much for calling in again, Donna. I love hearing from you and knowing that you're still part of the family here. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you. I'm going to go directly to 206. 206, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. Hi, Tony. This is Patricia calling from Alabama. How are you? And thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely, absolutely. How can I help you today, love?
Yes. Do spirit? What do spirit have for me coming up in the next 60 days? Significant? Anything significant coming up for me in the next 60 days? Please and thank you.
Okay, so typically I don't work like that. Like typically I would say that's a reading that you should get. Just because there's a lot of people that call in and are waiting. And typically I would, because in the next 60 days, there are going to be things happening in relationship, love, family. That's kind of a bit of a whole reading. But I will pick one area.
Okay.
If you or connection, if you would like that, I don't do full readings for people on air. If you would
right.
like a full reading, I'm really happy to do that. You can go to my website, tonig info@mindfulnessmasters.info, and we can talk about what's coming up in the next 6 months if you'd love that. But for the sake of the show and other people that are waiting and patiently for to get through, did you have a more specific question you would like to ask or something else you would like to know about?
Yes. Well, I'll ask specifically financial. I am still in that settlement phase with my home and that I was in dealing with the homeowner's insurance. And so do you see that finally coming to a conclusion? And do you see an amount?
Okay, so I am going to say I do see it coming to a conclusion. I think it's going to be a prosperous or profitable conclusion. I do feel like you are going to have to wait a bit of time for that to come through, a little bit longer still. I don't know if it's six. I'm just hearing six, so I don't know if it's six weeks or six months. You know what they're doing? They're waiting for an expert. They're waiting on a report. Okay, I'm not going to call it an expert. They're waiting on a report from something. Okay, now obviously a person or a company is writing the report, but it's about something regarding the property. They're waiting for a report on something regarding the, I want to say equivalent. It could be equivalent, like all things being equal, like apple to apple, like a comparison or something like that. They're waiting on a report from that. And the person who's doing the report is, or the people, the company is bogged down, like there are not enough people to do the work that needs to be done. Like I just see a big stack. But I am going to tell you this, have patience and don't push. And here is why, my little girl. If you have patience, when your number comes up, they're going to run it normally. If you push and you try to get make their life hell or make it more difficult or try to be like, where is this? I need this. They're going to minimize it. Mm-hmm. They're going to short. So what I'm hearing is just let them take their time. Let them have the time they need to make the comparison. And if you would like, you can do a comparison. I hear this. I'm hearing this statement, all things being equal, equity, equality. So I don't know if they're trying to figure out how to compare your property to another one or how they're trying to do this. Excuse me. That is basically what they are working on right now for you and what they're getting. Now, whether this is 6 weeks or 6 months, and I feel like it will be prior to the six-month mark. But I do feel like whatever they're going to come up with, it's going to be a fair amount. Okay, it's going to be fair. Now, I'm going to say this personally. Sometimes fair really sucks and it's not right. And sometimes you have to have a third party step in on your behalf and say, listen, they consider this fair, but it's not right. They're saying this is what's fair, but this is what is right. And you might have to have somebody get another set of eyes on it to make sure it is right. That's what I'm hearing. Just get another set of eyes to make sure that it is right. Okay, love?
Okay. Thank you so much, Tommy. I love you and many blessings.
Oh, you are so welcome. And I do want to say the amount hasn't been decided yet. And even when they send the check, remember, when insurance companies send checks, when they make an offer, that's just what it is. With insurance companies, everything is negotiable. So make sure you have somebody who knows what they're talking about on your side. Okay, love? So very welcome. I hope you have an amazing rest of the day. And thank you so much for calling in today. I'm going directly to 415. Hey, Genevieve. Happy Monday, girl. What's going on? Okay, 415. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Tony. This is Kate.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
Good, good, good. I am doing a lot. I have a lot of irons in the fire. And most things kind of have a deadline of like around a couple of weeks, like beginning of October, and 2 or 3 weeks to do a lot of things at once. So maybe just what do they say to me about being – sometimes I get anxious about it. Or if you could do a clearing about getting things done one at a time, or, you know, what is the best way for me to do this and keep my mental health?
Okay, so here's what we're going to do, Kate. Thank you so much. I had a couple requests this morning, too, for clearings that were of anxiety and stress related. So I'm going to take those one at a time and go through them. So thank you so much for being here and helping us. So all anxiety has been cleared. I get a no. Let's start clearing that. All causes. Whoo, my head is spinning. Oh, my gosh.
Woo.
All causes of anxiety cleared. I get a no. We're going to clear that. Now, I am not anxious, but when I clear, some of that energy, I can feel it going through me. So I am sorry for whoever feels this way. I am so sorry for what you are going through. That is a lot. I'm going to do a series of clearings, and this started right at the 22-minute mark of the show. So if anybody wants to come back and just get all these yum-yum clearings again, please do. All stress has been cleared. No, we're going to clear that. All causes of stress has been cleared and healed. I get a no. Let's clear and heal that. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. And now for those who called in that were asking about money, all that is stopping or blocking money from coming to me has been cleared. No, let's clear that now. These are big ones today, folks. These are big ones. For everybody listening, I think we're reaching a certain point where we are just, you know, we've held it all together for so long, and we're like a volcano ready to erupt.
Yeah.
All that has caused these money blocks has cleared and released. I get a no. Let's clear and release that. Ooh. And then the next one, all confusion, illusion, and delusion has cleared. I get a no. Let's clear that. Oh. Okay. That's good. That's a good one. And then I had a request from Jessica to clear health issues. So we are... I'm just going to blanket that and say we are healthy, and I get a no, and I'm going to clear that. By the way, everybody, on that happy note, I found a product I absolutely adore. It doesn't matter the name of the company you get it from, just as long as it's a really good company. It's Fulvic, F-U-L-V-I-C, Minerals, and it is... It's amazing. It's very, very amazing. So for people trying to clean things out of their body, maybe if they've recently had to do something for work or, you know what I mean, fulvic minerals is being said to be very helpful in that area to clear all of that out. And Amy, who is an acupuncturist, is saying fulvic acid. You can do fulvic in the form of like a foot bath, a body soak, or you can take it, ingest it as a mineral. It is simply amazing. There are a number of different minerals you can take and a number of different things you can take to help detox the body also. Not a doctor, personal experience. If your personal experience matches with mine after you try it, come back and let me know. Okay. Kate, I hope this is helpful for you. I hope that these clearings were very helpful for you. And I hope, I really do hope that you are having a good rest of the day, love.
Thank you. Great.
You are so welcome. I'm going to go to the next caller. I want you to know if you'd like to call in if you have a question about life, love, career, finances, or you'd like to connect with a loved one on the other side. The call-in number is 845-277-9131. Hi, Laya, Maya. Lyria. Hi, Lyria. I hope I pronounced that correctly for you. Okay, the call-in number is 845-277-9131. If you want to call in and be part of the show, if you want a private session, the number is 414-897-2869. I am going to go to 218 next.
Hi.
218, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Samora. I'm calling from Minnesota.
How can I help you today?
I'm just wondering about if I'm feeling of going into healthcare, but maybe mental health, or am I supposed to stay in childcare?
Okay, I think I understand what you're saying. If I misunderstood the question, please correct me. But I hear psychology, okay? I don't know if that's the track you're already on, but that's what I'm hearing. Psychology, should you go psychiatry? Yeah. You could even do like early developmental childhood psychiatry, psychology. Now, if you want to just do general psychology or psychiatry, that would be good. Also, if you want to work with adults or adolescents. If you do childhood or early development, it will be very good. But the bigger calling or the bigger need, if you want to go with where it's going to be needed the most, it's going to be adolescent. Okay, that's what's going to be needed the most, like in the job wise. If you want to go with what you're going to be able to handle, effectively handle the best on a day-to-day as an adult doing this for a career, it would be early childhood development psychology. That's what you in the beginning, especially in the beginning of your career, that's what you're going to be able to handle the best. Later on, once you've been in it for a minute, you will be able to move into other areas of psychology or psychiatry and handle that better. Now, if you want to go into what's going to be the easiest for you, it's going to be adults. Working with adults and just kind of, I'm so sorry, I'm laughing at this. Working with adults and just kind of letting them talk and, you know, kind of work through things in your office, okay? So those are the three things that are the three directions that are viable directions for you. if you do go into adolescent mental health, do not go into like a group home, group setting, group anything. You will be very, very dissuaded and discouraged. It will be better to be part of a private practice in more of a suburban location if that's the route that you go. Now, you don't have to open your own part of a private, somebody who's, you know, they show up for their 1 hour appointment, private type of practice. Do not do like where you work for a system, a group home, or anything like that. It will overwhelm
okay.
you. You will not be able to handle it. Not very few people can. I will tell you, very few people could handle that, okay? It takes somebody who's kind of been through that sort of thing to be able to handle it as an adult is the message that I'm getting. But I will tell you, those are the three areas. Do you have any questions about that?
No, I just was wondering because I'm trying to look for another job, but then obviously I need to go to school, so I don't just gonna figure that all out.
So I do feel like if you're going to go into mental health care, I think it would be very, very good for you. And those are the three areas that would be the strongest fit and why and the best way that you could do them. Okay, love?
Okay.
Excellent.
All right. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. You have an amazing rest of the day, and thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
You are welcome. I'm going to go to 262. 262, what's your name and where are you calling from? Hello, 262.
Hello.
Hey, hello.
Hi, this is Amy.
Hey, Amy, we were just talking about you.
Yeah.
How are you
today? I'm doing pretty well. It's cutting in and out a little, but I'm not on speaker, so I'll do the best I can.
Okay, sorry.
My, you know, is okay, it's not your fault. So my question is not ironically similar to everyone else's. Is there a, I'm not sure if maybe you can pick A or B. What is the best next major move I can make to secure my finances better? Or when will my freaking finances be secure?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, this is a really, this is so difficult
for me. I'm sure you feel that.
Well, we're just in such a difficult, crazy time right now for most people. And if you do have a career or a job that is paying you, stay with it. But it's really
yep.
unfortunate that as a single person, you might need more than that coming in point. So doing that.
Three jobs to make it.
Which is just ridiculous and crazy. Like,
yep.
it's so ridiculous and crazy, but it is where we are today. This is today. I do feel like tomorrow will be different. I do, not literally tomorrow. I feel like in the future, but it's going to take about a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
That gives me a little room in my mind.
Good. It's going to take about a year for things to come back around. Now, I do want to let you know that the way things are right now, come November, there's going to be a drastic change. And this
for me?
Drastic change for everyone. For everyone.
Okay. Okay.
So, you know, when I tell people, whatever you can do now and get established now or start working on now, it's because, and I don't get to see all of it. Okay. I wish I could see absolutely everything coming in. I don't get to see everything coming in. But what I'm getting is November into December, we're going to see some things that we would have never thought we would have seen. And we need to be a little bit more prepared for them. Now, some of these things I've talked about on other shows or in private sessions or group sessions with people, but the next 6 months might be a bit of a roller coaster for people, a lot of up and down, but don't worry, whatever comes in, it's going to go out just as quickly as it comes in. We have a lot of really good forces fighting for us. And when I say forces, I mean literally angelic forces, ancestors, loved ones on the other side fighting for us here and fighting against some of the agendas that are trying to be put upon us. So I think over the next 6 months, we're going to see a lot of teeter-tottering or back and forth sort of thing. During this next year, do everything you can to make as much money as you can, whenever you can and wherever you can. After a year's point, we hopefully will see a fluctuation and go toward what's better. And this is the best way I can say this. Unfortunately, I wish I had a better way to say it. For you personally, and I know it's very challenging, some stability will come in. What month? March. During the month of March, stability will come in. Now, that doesn't mean there will not be stability prior to that. That means that, you know, that you're going to have moments where there's stability and then moments where there's not as much stability. I do feel like, Amy, it is in your best interest. Do not give up any of your income. Keep yourself as busy as possible for as long as you can. Okay, love?
Okay.
Excellent. I know that this was not as encouraging as you would have liked it to have been, but I hope it was helpful.
I'd rather be honest than be fluffy.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. A lot of people don't like the honesty. I'm just going to say
A lot of people
like the honesty at all. Surprise
me with debt. I don't want to be surprised with money problems. I would rather just work really hard and keep stuffing it away as much as I can.
Exactly. I mean, I know that, like, perhaps everything will work out and be amazing and, you know, everything going on around us will be so much better. But I don't know. I could say some things I've said before on air, like, here's something really interesting, folks. Over 100 food manufacturing plants have caught on fire and burned down. What are those sprinkler systems in them? How is that even possible?
Surely not.
My little office that I work out of gets a fire inspection every 6 months. Was there no sprinkler system in any of these food processing plants or the flour processing plants that are now catching on fire? There was recently I heard of, I'm going to muff this, but like a petroleum plant that caught on fire.
surely that has some kind of system in place just in case something like that happened would stop it from going. But apparently not. Apparently, these are just things that were not in place, or somebody must have turned it off. Somebody must have turned the sprinkler system off. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's
for
going
sure.
on right now is extremely intentional, and all we can do is prepare for it. They're not predicting things. They're telling us what they are doing. I don't care if you're left, right, in the middle. They are not predicting things. They are telling us what they are. Just prepare yourself. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. I hope you have an amazing
Hey, I just saw a monarch butterfly. A monarch butterfly just flew right by my face.
I
which
love
is
that.
Like
and right,
positive, but a warning and an alertness.
Yeah, it's right away I hear that that's your brother. That's
my
a,
brother?
A brother. A brother. I don't know. Right away I hear that. It's a sign from that. If that makes sense.
Okay.
I hope it makes sense. Okay.
I don't know. Not right now. I'll think about it.
Okay. Let me know later.
Thanks.
You are welcome. I will talk with you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. There is someone online that would like to know. The call-in number for questions is 845-277-9131. If you would like to ask a question, you can call in. And you are welcome, Sal. Yes. Okay, so Sal asked a question earlier about if we are going to see blackouts. And I wasn't sure if Sal meant a total blackout over, you know, everything, like a total EMF blackout that everybody keeps talking about. But I will say there have been what they're calling rolling blackouts, like blackouts in certain areas, but they're not getting on the news. Nobody's talking about them. They're being kept very quiet. What I'm getting is there will be more of that, more like areas that have some blackouts. And this is for a couple of different reasons. First of all, maybe our electric grid can't handle as much as we're putting on it. I don't know. Or maybe it's intentional. I don't know. But I do feel like there will be more blackouts coming. I don't know that there will be a complete and total blackout thing about. The 2 weeks of darkness is not us going into literal a blackout. That, my friends, is not what they are talking about when they say that. Will there be a communication blackout? Somewhat. If certain electronics go down, there will not be a way to communicate. So in the areas where you see blackouts what they're calling boards go down, you will see there is no communication possible because everything is through, I'm just going to call it Bluetooth right now because I can't think of the name of what it's called, the electromagnetic grid, whatever. I don't know what it's called. Okay, so I'm going to go to caller number 904. 904, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Wendy from Florida.
Hey, Wendy, how can I help you today?
Hi, I'm calling to see, I put in the two applications for the two jobs that I desired, but I put in another one and I got called. Do you see any of those two calling me or me getting another position, please?
Okay, so what I do see, and I am going to say this, and I'm going to let you know, I keep hearing the third one, whatever that means for you, the third one. You're going to get the third one. Now, whether that means it's the third job you interview for or the third application you put in, I hear you're going to get the third one. I do feel like... I do feel like this week you're going to see some more opportunities that you are going to be able to, apply for. And again, I know I say this on every show. I'm going to say it again and again and again. If you're going to job sites, that's great. Go to the companies that you actually want to work for, whatever company.
Mm-hmm.
Company I want to work for, go to their job site, whether they're advertising or not, go to their website and look at careers and see what they're offering and work your way into a company you actually want to be at. I feel like that's going to be your strongest way also. I do feel like there's going to be an opportunity for you. I don't know why I'm hearing there's something you're going to be able to do at home. Now, let me, before you come at me and say, no, what I do can't be done at home. I get it. And again, this might be something you do on the side that you do from home, that you can do literally like at home, you know, whatever that is. I do feel like also, Wendy, and I'm going to say this, and I don't normally pull this out on the show, but I do feel like you have some spiritual gifts. I just keep hearing spiritual. I heard at home and spiritual. And to me, either you're going to start a ministry and preach out your kitchen, or, and that's okay if you want to do that, hey, do it. Preachers make really good money. Hey, Amy, I know you're still with us. Become a minister. Start a ministry with a food bank, okay? I'm sorry, Wendy. You have some serious spiritual gifts. You have some serious abilities. And is she aware? Yes, no. And I don't know how. I'm going to just ask you, are you comfortable, familiar with, are you there with your spiritual gifts? Are you like, yeah, every once in a while I can guess. Where are you with your spiritual gifts and your knowing of your spiritual gifts?
Well, I have known of my spiritual gifts since I was about, 7, 8 years old, when my great-grandmother died, and she was in a whole nother cities over, and she came and she said that she's leaving now, and I understood. And it was about 2-3 in the morning, and I got up and I told my family member. She said, "Oh, you're just having a bad dream." I said, "No, she just died." Sure enough, in the morning, they found out that she died. And lately, I've been getting these vivid dreams, and I've been dreaming of numbers and people holding conversations. And they have been coming through, but I have not said anything because I'm like, wow, it's happening again. You know,
okay.
I see stuff happening before I even get the call.
Okay, I love it. And I'm hearing all these songs in my head, and I am hearing so many songs in my head for you that I cannot even get a clear verse on one song because all of the songs are coming through. So what I'm going to say to you is this. I'm going to say this might be something you are going to start practicing. Now, when I say you're already using it, they're already bringing it through to you. When I say practicing, I mean it's something you're going to be doing in more of a career business sort of way. And you're going to be... And again, sitting at the kitchen table, sitting on your living room couch, holding conversations with people, helping them understand what they're going through, or whatever, however your gift works for you and what you're going to do for them. I do feel like you are going to be doing this within a month. Now, this doesn't mean you're going to have a full-fledged business in a month. You could seriously set up a website and start taking calls and so on and so forth. But I do feel like you're getting the dreams as a call, like they're calling you to do this. And I do feel like you are going to start practicing this for people on a professional level. And I feel like you're going to like run into people who are going to be able to, who might ask you questions and who are going to be able to validate what you're getting as a truth. Now, the one thing for me personally, when I'm out, people will say to me, do you go up to strangers and tell them you see this and that? I'm like, oh, for the love of all that is, no, not everybody has the same belief system. Like, I'm not going to walk up to a really strict born again. I don't know what their religion is. I don't know what they believe. They might think I'm, like, bringing the devil to them. And I that's never our purpose. We don't put it on people. We let the people come to us. That's the appropriate way of doing it. Those who seek, we are here for them, okay? So when you do this, even if you do see something, unless the person says something to you, I wouldn't really.
No, I don't know. Yeah.
I'm going to say this to you. I do feel like you are about to, like the door is open. There's a crack in the door. I feel like something is about to take the door off the hinges and say, it's like that song, heard you was looking for me. Well, here I am. I know I'm not singing it correctly, folks. I heard you, blah, 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 was looking for me. Well, here I am. Like the door is off the hinges and it's like, here I am. Here we go. Let's do this. I don't think if you think about it and you say, okay, I'll do this, they're going to take you on it. They're going to grab you into it, and they are going to run with it with you. And it's your I'm hearing the word responsibility, so I'm just going to use what I'm hearing. It's your responsibility to use it. It's your responsibility. It's a part of why you're here. It's a part of why it's opening. There's a reason it's reopening now. There's a reason it's coming back to you now. There's a reason you are having this happen now. And it's a part of an agreement you made before you came in. Now, this doesn't mean you're bound to it and you have to do it. Don't feel the pressure of that. You could always say no. It will be there lingering. But if you say yes to the call, it will go wide open for you. It will absolutely open all the way up for you. Don't be freaked out by what you see, because what you see is like sometimes when I'm, especially when I let my mind relax and I'm like trying to fall asleep, I will see some pretty crazy things. And I just have to, it took me a minute not to freak out at the things that I see. But once you don't freak out at it, and you just look at it and you kind of giggle and you kind of like are like, okay, take it. Or what is it you think you need to say to me or whatever, it stops happening so much. So don't be freaked out by some of the things you see, because it's just part of what's out there. It's not, you know, I don't know if that makes sense to you, but it probably, I have a feeling it does.
It makes sense. It makes sense.
Thank you. I do feel like you, if you decide to follow this, you will be very productive and it will be very healthy and very good for you. and you will find yourself in a whole new world. And then I hear that Disney song, a whole new world. I cannot think of
it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I hear that song coming in, and I feel like this is something that you should pursue. I feel like it is something you should follow. But, again, I'm not the boss of you. I can't tell you what to do and how to do it. All I can say is it's here at your, again, doorstep. The door is cracked open. Let them take the door off the hinges and fly with it. You will be so happy that you did. Okay, love?
Okay. Thank you.
You are so, so welcome. And thank you so much for calling in. I love this. I love this call. I love being able to guide you in this way. And please, I'm here every Monday. If you have any questions, please call in and let me know, okay?
Okay, I certainly will. Thank you.
You are so, so welcome. Hey, everybody, if you're watching and you like the show, please give it a like. Subscribe if you want to know when I'm going to be coming back on again. I am on every Monday and Wednesday, and I'm trying to work in a nighttime show or weekend show. So please comment when you feel like that would be the best. Hey, Jennifer, so happy to see you. Patrick, thank you so much for joining us, Sal. Thank you for the compliment. Again, you can join me on YouTube, and you can join the show every Monday and Wednesday at noon, watching it on YouTube. Calling in and asking questions, connecting with loved ones. And Sal says Saturday morning. Amy wants Sunday. I love it. Also the show airs on WSDS, Roku, Rude Rangers TV. It's on almost every single podcast and many other streaming channels. I want to thank you all for taking the time to join me here today. I am so sorry. I think it is my allergies. I know earlier I touched up my nose. It is a little there today. I'm so sorry for that. So thank you, everybody, for joining me and spending your time with me. I'm so grateful for that. Remember, you are loved. You're loved by so many people on the other side who are with you and walking with you, and you can call on them to help you and guide you at any time. Your ancestors, your loved ones, they're not the same on the other side as they were when they were here. So is gone. All that's left is love. And remember, I'm going to get this in as quickly as I can. Wherever we leave off, we get to come back in. So as you go out, so shall you come in. And that goes for our ancestors too. So the more we progress in this life, the better we help our ancestors come back in also. I love each and every one of you. Have an absolutely amazing rest of the day. See you on Wednesday.